Open enrollment for 2019 begins today in the Affordable Care Act's insurance marketplaces. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is still around and seems to be stabilizing, even with the Trump administration's efforts to weaken it. Joining us now is NPR's Allison Kojak. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Jeremy.
And in previous years, costs were going up. The number of insurers offering plans was going down. Overall, what is the state of the ACA as open enrollment begins today for 2019?
So today, the market's going to look a lot like it did last year. Costs have stabilized and are even slightly down across the country. In some states, average premiums are quite low. They're about $250 a month. But, you know, it varies state to state. So in some, the average premium is about $700 a month. So the big thing to remember is people can get subsidies. So those sticker prices are one thing, but most people who buy insurance on the individual market qualify for subsidies mm-hmm. that bring those premiums down.
And what are you expecting to see in terms of enrollment this year? And it is a shorter period than usual.
Yeah, the Trump administration reduced the enrollment period to about 6 weeks from last year. And those are for the states that are on the federal marketplace. Some states have their own marketplaces, and those have longer enrollment periods. But most analysts say they expect to see a similar level of enrollment in states where there's longer enrollment periods and more marketing, like California or New York. They are likely to see maybe an uptick. But there will probably be some migration of young, healthy people off the ACA markets and onto what are these new short-term policies. They have lower sticker prices, but people have to be really careful because they also have fewer benefits. But they're being marketed pretty hard, so people should really ask questions if they're looking at one of those plans.
But you're saying overall enrollment is likely to be stable, even though there's no individual mandate anymore that requires people to buy health insurance or pay a fee.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because last year the Trump administration really stopped enforcing the individual mandate, even though it was legally there still was a penalty. So this year that penalty is gone. And that's why you'll see probably some people leaving. But there are also a lot of choices out there. And so people who really want insurance are going to be able to find it. And those subsidies, and people are learning about this, those mm-hmm. subsidies stabilize their prices quite a lot. So if you bought insurance before, there's a good chance you're going to want to keep that insurance.
Okay, I want to ask you about one more thing. The midterms are coming up in just a few days. A lot of Republicans are running for office saying that they will protect coverage for pre-existing conditions. This is a very popular part of the Affordable Care Act. Democrats also saying they will protect that coverage. But given that a lot of these Republicans who are saying that actually voted against Obamacare, voted to repeal Obamacare, which would have meant getting rid of that protection, what's to be believed?
Well, I would be quite skeptical of Republicans who voted multiple times to repeal the Affordable Care Act, now promising to protect pre-existing conditions. And it's because there's a lot of evidence out there. There were several bills put in front of Republican lawmakers last year, at least five, and they approved them. Many Republicans voted for them in the House and in the Senate. And all of those bills changed or repealed the protections for pre-existing conditions. Mm. Some of them got rid of them altogether. Some of them just took away certain types of coverage, mm-hmm. which, if you need that type of coverage, is repealing your pre-existing condition coverage.
That's Allison Kojak, health policy correspondent for NPR. Allison, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.